All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Just a reminder here that our game of the week coming up on Friday right here on WPHM is Port Huron High against Warren Woods Tower, 7 o'clock, right here on WPHM and WPHM.net. As always, brought to you by Blue Water Area Transit, Great Clips, Subway of Marysville, Lens Pool and Spa, the Linwood, Suarez Auto Sales, and your local McDonald's. Don't forget, tomorrow, again, as Caleb just mentioned, the first of our two candidate forums, WPHM and Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, getting together to bring you the state legislative candidates tomorrow, 7 o'clock, immediately following the Dennis Stuckey Show right here on WPHM. And again, Golf Country, Luxury Bath, and Mobility Remodelers, John Adair from the Kelly Law Firm, all helping to make that happen. Well, it is a Monday evening, and it's time for our favorite Monday evening quarterback. Brady Beaton joins us. No Lions to talk about really this week because they were idle. They had the bye week. However, they do come out of the bye with a big game down at Miami next Sunday and an opportunity to try to claw their way back to .500 and mediocrity on the season. Can they do it, Brady Beaton?
I think they can. And again, I know the Miami Dolphins beat the Bears yesterday, but they're still frauds. If you look at where the Dolphins rank in major categories, points per game, points allowed per game, rushing defense, passing defense, and offense, they're all bottom third. They are bottom third in the league in all of those categories. So looking at that, I stand by that Miami is a pretender team. However, you still have to go down on the road to Miami, and who knows if Ryan Tannehill plays, but I'm not really worried. The only thing I'd be worried about is somehow 35-year-old Frank Gore is leading them in rushing, and Kenyon Drake is their other back, and they've combined for about 500 yards this season.
But they could get that much against the Lions the way they play run defense.
I'm with you. That would be my only concern.
Yeah, I've kind of – this game scared me maybe after week one. I think I was scared about this game. I'm not as bothered about it. I think the Lions are capable of going down to Miami and winning a football game this week.
No, I think they 100% are. And I think that when you look at the schedule going forward – they don't play a team with a losing record until they play the Arizona Cardinals in, I believe, the first week of December.
And the sad part about that is they'll play well against all those teams, and then Arizona will be the team that comes up and bites them because, for whatever reason, the Cardinals are always a problem for the Lions.
Right, right. I mean, I know they beat them last year, but still, you're right. They always seem to be a thorn in the side of the Lions. But no, looking at it, I think that the Lions have a very winnable game. I mean, the spread yesterday was the Lions were favored by 2. I think I'd take them. I honestly believe the Lions are going to go down there, and I think they're going to be in a position where they can knee the ball to win the game. They're going to be up 10 points, and the Dolphins are going to have to try to put 2 scores together in the last 5 minutes or something like that. That's how I envision this game going.
All right, Brady, let's shift gears a little bit to college football. There was a lot of carnage this week. A lot of good teams lost. But I want to start right here in state. Who had the bigger win, Michigan State going and upsetting Penn State, or Michigan finally beating a quality opponent, not even beating them, blowing them out?
Oh, Michigan State for sure. And now – it's not because I don't think Michigan didn't play well. I think because of what it means to Michigan State. Michigan State's season was dying, and if they lose that game, their Big Ten hopes are absolutely done. They go into Happy Valley and beat a Penn State team who, well, we thought was pretty good. They didn't play that great. I didn't get to watch a lot of it, but they didn't play that great. Michigan dominated a Wisconsin team who, I think after yesterday, prove they're kind of frauds. Their quarterback looked inept. Now, was part of that because Michigan made him look inept? Yeah, but I think Wisconsin was a fraud, and I think Michigan State pulled the crazy D'Antonio win that seems to happen when you go, uh-oh, season spiraling out of control and was able to right the ship in time for this matchup this week.
All right. Who do you like and why this week between Michigan and Michigan State when they have the big in-state rivalry game?
I don't know. I honestly, like, I know it's a nothing answer, but I can't tell you. If I my gut right now, my first instinct is to say I think Michigan will win, but Michigan State always plays their best game against the maize and blue. It's happened every year that since D'Antonio's been there, really. But this is also a huge game for Jim Harbaugh, and if you lose this game, it just feeds that narrative. I think it's going to be a bloodbath on Saturday, and I have no idea where this is going to go. Are we going to see the Michigan State team that lost to Arizona State and Northwestern? Are we going to see the team that went to Penn State and won? Are we going to see a Michigan team that isn't very creative offensively and Michigan State can scheme around it? Or are we going to see them open it up a little bit and do something they haven't done? I can't tell you right now. It's very hard to look at this game and be confident in a prediction.
It is because, first off, I did not expect Michigan State to go to Penn State and win. And I didn't even expect them to go to Penn State and keep it within 10 points. I really didn't.
No, I didn't either.
And now that they've done this, it now all of a sudden, here I'm sitting going, well, you know, they're at home. They always play well against Michigan. They might just win this thing. But on the other side of it, I think since the Notre Dame game, Michigan has turned things around. I know there's a lot of people that don't like Shea Patterson, but I think Shea Patterson is winning them football games. Caron Higdon is obviously doing his job, and Michigan's defense is Michigan's defense. So, I agree with you. Wisconsin maybe not as good as we laud them to be, but still, I think this was a pretty impressive win for the Wolverines. So, I can make an argument for both of these teams in this game, and I'm with you. I don't know what's going to happen.
No, I think we're in for one of those classic rivalry games, ones we talk about, the trouble with the snap, the 12-10 game or whatever, 13-10, 12, whatever it was a few years ago. I think it was the last time Michigan won. No, the second to last time Michigan won. But, no, I have no read on this game at all. I could see either team winning by 14 points. I could see it coming down to a fake field goal at the end. I could see them play 18 overtimes and then just collapse on the field because nobody can win.
Well, that would be kind of entertaining. All right, Georgia lost, West Virginia lost, Washington lost, Penn State lost. What the heck is going on?
It doesn't matter because nobody's beating Alabama. No, but I mean, seriously, look at Alabama. They have a pro quarterback. They have a Heisman contending quarterback. That's something they haven't had, and they still dominated. That's going to be a tough team to beat. But no, that what that does is that opens the door for a lot of teams. I think West Virginia was a nice story, but it came to an end. I think Georgia got exposed a little bit, and LSU is starting to regain their form. And the Pac-12 just devours itself as per usual. And you know, if you're a Michigan fan, that's great because now it says you have a chance. I don't think you really do because I don't see you winning out, and you're going to have to win out. But if you're a Michigan fan, you go, I have a chance. If you're a Texas fan, you go, I have a chance now. Mm-hmm. But, again, I honestly don't think it matters this year more than ever. I don't think anyone's competing with Alabama.
Well, as an Ohio State fan, though, what are you thinking at this stage of the game? As far as the Buckeyes are concerned in all of this,
I think that I'm a little concerned about them. I think they look more vulnerable. I think with Bosa out, that hurts them. And honestly, I bet you there's a lot of people telling him not to come back, not to get injured more, because he's probably the number one pick, if not top three. And that hurts him because he's that good of a defensive end. I think Dwayne Haskins is probably a top three Heisman contender right now, and I still think they will get through the East, but I I wouldn't be shocked if they stumble, because TCU isn't looking as good. Who knows how good Penn State is after that loss? They had an extra week to prepare for Michigan State, and that's what they come out with. So, and you know, they didn't look great against Minnesota, but you know what? You're not going to just blow every team out of the water. So I still think they'll end up in Indianapolis against either Wisconsin or Iowa, whatever fodder they want to give to them. But I still think they look a little more vulnerable right now.
I know Mark D'Antonio probably wouldn't agree with me, but maybe it helped his team this past week that they did lose to Northwestern, because I think maybe Penn State didn't take them as seriously.
Yeah, I who knows? He works black magic. I mean, for every great game he wins, it seems like there's one or two they just inexplicably lose. So that I just can't get a read on Michigan State as a whole. Like, I think I have a pretty good idea what Michigan is. They're a 9-10 win team that will go to a second tier bowl like the Outback or Capital One or whatever, one of those bowl games that aren't a New Year's Six, but you're watching it Christmas or New Year's Eve, something like that. They'll play against like a second place division winner in the SEC or something. But I don't know what Michigan State is.
Neither do I at this point. Neither do I. Up until this week, I haven't think that they have played a good football game all season, and then they go down to Happy Valley and inexplicably win the game in the final seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that Utah State game turned out to be more telling than it really we thought it was.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, Brady, I got to let you go, but as always, appreciate you calling in on a Monday.
All right, hopefully we're talking about a Lions win next week, and we're back to .500.
I'll say this, there's at least a chance, all right? Is that good enough for you this week?
I think they're going to win. Like I said, I feel very confident in them. I don't think the Dolphins are very good. I've said that the last 2 weeks. Yeah, so I think we're talking about a 3-3 Lions team next week.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
All right, sounds good. See you then.
We'll see you. There's Brady Beaton. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.